The 52nd Berlin International Film Festival is underway. 23 movies are competing for the top prize, the Golden Bear. Among those sitting on the jury to decide the winner is Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Couldn't get out of jury duty, huh?
I tried, but I couldn't make it.
What's it like having the careers of 23 filmmakers in the palm of your hand?
Well, it's serious, Bob. It's a very serious business being on the jury. Everyone doesn't want to talk to you. They don't want to influence your opinions. Everyone, if there's a speech, everyone says, and greetings to the jury. It's being taken very, very seriously, which journalists are not always taken that seriously, so it's a bit of a change for me.
Anybody tried to bribe you yet?
Not yet, but I'm on my guard, Bob.
The German Chancellor, Gerhard Schroeder, opened the festival last Wednesday, spoke for half an hour. What did he say?
Well, he talked mostly about how important he thought film was and how they were going to up the state support for the film industry. You know, that was just so amazing to me, Bob. I mean, it's impossible to imagine either Bill Clinton or George Bush or any president opening a film festival and talking for half an hour on the state of film in the United States. We just don't view film with the same kind of seriousness. And in European countries and in other cultures, it's just really, really important, of national interest.
The festival has a new director this year, the first change in leadership in 22 years. So will there be other changes in the festival?
Well, there are a couple of changes. That the new man's name is Dieter Koslick, and there are a couple of changes that he brought with him. One was an interest in German film. They opened for the first time. Aside from the films in competition, there's a German film section. And also, he's a very funny guy. He's a very lively guy. His speech opening night, he spoke in a combination of German and English, which people found very amusing. So he's kind of bringing a liveliness to the festival, which I think people are very happy to see.
You're watching 23 movies in what kind of time span?
Well, in about 10 days.
Mm.
It's too many, Bob. I'm not afraid to tell you. It's too many. And, you know, the other thing is that you have to see everything from beginning to end, even if it's something that's not to your taste, that in other situations you might not watch to the end. It's really, you have to see it because you're on the jury.
Mm. Do you use any different criteria judging a movie for a festival than you do as a critic for the LA Times or Morning Edition?
I really don't. You know, it's harder. The other people on the jury are mostly filmmakers. And for them, what's hard is to be judgmental. They're used to being supportive of other people's work, looking for the good in it. And they still do to a certain extent. But, you know, as a jury member, you have to make decisions. You have to portion out these prizes, and you have to rank one film against the other. And it's really harder for the directors and the cinematographers and the actors on the jury to do what I basically do all the time.
What don't you like about being a judge?
Well, it's very, very hard to see films that are not in competition because of the way your schedule is worked out. You can't really run around and catch a lot of odd films. There was only one film, but it was such an unusual film, I somehow made time for it in my schedule. It's a documentary called Blind Spot, Hitler's Secretary. And this is a 90-minute interview cut down from 10 hours of interview with an 82-year-old, remarkably lucid, remarkably thoughtful woman who was Hitler's private secretary in the last days of the war, who took down his last will and testament in the bunker, and who lived through the entire bunker experience with Hitler and Eva Braun. And it's just the most astonishing kind of eyewitness voice out of the past.
They show you 23 movies in 10 days, and it's not enough for you? You've got to find more movies to see.
Well, to be on the jury, you have to be a glutton for punishment, Bob. There's no way around that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times. He spoke from the Berlin International Film Festival. Winners will be announced this coming Sunday.